Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The root causes of the plight of the Rohingya and other persons belonging to minorities in Myanmar are complex, multidimensional, and long-standing. Any discussion on these root causes must mention the role that the Myanmar military has had and the impact of the coup. Previously identified patterns of widespread discrimination against the Rohingya and other minorities continue to worsen in the context of increasingly brutal, violent, and widespread repression in Myanmar. The EU strongly condemns all human rights violations and abuses perpetrated by the military across the country and the disproportionate use of violence, including sexual and gender-based violence and torture, as well as the deliberate targeting of civilians by the Myanmar military. The EU reiterates its calls for the end of all acts of violence, the immediate and unconditional release of all those arbitrarily detained in relation to the coup, justice and accountability for past and ongoing human rights violations and abuses, and for full, safe, and unimpeded humanitarian access to all persons in need. The conditions for a voluntary, safe, dignified, and sustainable return of refugees and internally displaced persons must be created and maintained. Furthermore, EU strongly calls upon all member states to end all supply, sale, and transfer of arms to the Myanmar Armed and Security Forces. Members of the panel, could you elaborate on the effects of the 2021 coup on the deterioration of the human rights violations and abuses against the Rohingya and other minorities in Myanmar, including with regard to the root causes of those violations and abuses? I thank you.